little specks of butter would come in.
Mm-hmm.
And take the butter off, and wash it,
mm-hmm.
work it, you know, with a spoon and wash the water all out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And put it up. They used to have a mold to put it in,
mm-hmm.
and to pound and put it aside there and use it or sell it. Some of them would sell it. And the milk that was there, that buttermilk, you know, had little specks of butter through it. It was delicious.
Did you ever hear of anybody making kind of a cheese?
Oh, yes.
What was that called?
That was called, they make the cream cheese. You buy some. You buy some of it now that, what do they call it? It's put up in little cartons in the stores.
And that is curdled
milk, that clabber that would curdle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Is it there? I have some of it in.
The cottage?
Ice. Cottage cheese.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
What about, where did they keep the cows?
Well, the cows would ramble around in the field during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And in the evenings, they would, most times they would come up. Because they know they're going to be fed while they're eating, while they're being milked, you know.
Were there special shelters for them?
Yes, they had special. Some of them did. Some of them leave the cattle out all winter.
Uh-huh. What were these shelters called?
What did they call them? I can't remember now. Stable was one thing.
Mm-hmm. What would stay in the stable?
Most times the horses, they call the place stable where the horses stayed.
Was that a separate building?
But the cows usually were in the barn.
Uh-huh. The stable was a separate building from the barn?
Yes, cows, you know, didn't stay with the horses.
Mm-hmm.
They might have been close together.
Mm-hmm. And where you could turn the animals out to graze would be called a...
Meadow, wouldn't it?
Or a pat?
Pasture.
Okay. Did you ever see a fenced-in place out in the pasture where people could leave the cows overnight for milking?
Well, yes, I've seen it, but I wouldn't know. I don't remember that it was named any special place other than the cow lot or something like that.
Mm-hmm. What about the fenced-in place around the barn where the animals could walk around? That'd be called the...
That's still a pasture, isn't it? No, that wouldn't be the pasture.
Well, just a small fenced-in place where the cows and horses and mules could walk around.
I can't think of any name for that.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well, Is that what the cow lot was, or was that, or did you ever, are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not.
Uh-huh. The kinds of animals that you get pork from, or?
Hogs.
Okay. Were there special places for keeping hogs, say, if you
want? Yes, they had a hog pen.
Okay. And a farm that has a lot of milk cows and sells the milk and butter. Farm like that, it'd be called a
dairy.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever use that word dairy to refer to anything other than this commercial farm?
Yes, but I can't recall now for what.
Did you ever hear it used as a
dairy,
place for keeping milk and butter? Or?
Well, that's understood when you say dairy, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
That's what it's for. The dairy.
Mm-hmm. Where did you used to keep potatoes and turnips in the winter? Do you remember how they...